Parshas Noach. In this week's parsha, the topic of killing a baby appears. This is a very important topic. Killing babies, is it permitted? What happens if the baby is terminally ill? The doctor says he has no chance of living. He's going to suffer all his life. Can we go ahead with an abortion? Is that mutter? Is it asur? So we're going to try and see. First, we'll see the source of the parasha, see the various sugyas, and see the dvarim acharifim that we find in Achronim. Imperative test, pasuk vav, says the pasuk, Shefech dam ha'adam be'adam, dam ha'yishafech. A person who spills the blood of a person in a person will be killed. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Ben Noach Nerag ala ubarim. A goy will be killed for killing an ubar. My time will deceive. Shefech dam adam be adam, dam yishafech. Eizu adam shu be adam. Where do you find a man in a man? Have you aimed the ubar shebe meima? It's the embryo in his mother's womb. Is a man in a man, and therefore the goy is chayav. This itself is a tremendous. That's why paskin. This very, very, very big shaila. Doctors, thank you. For us to do abortions for a goyish patient, but now they're not allowed to do abortion for them. Also for them. So we're going to see various sugyas. Number one, it's mashal from the Gemara. It only applies to a goy. Benoyach nerag al ubari. What about a Jewish embryo? Mashma from the Gemara that it's permitted. It's not. You're not chayav. Let's put it this way. I should. Be careful what I just said. That you're not chayav for aborting a Jewish embryo. Only a goy is chayav. That's the implication of the Gemara, which all the Rishonim agree to. Don't know. I would assume it's the same thing if it's the goy. Right, I would assume it's the same thing if goy does it to a Jew. I don't know. The Gemara Erechin, Mishnah Erechin, Zayin Amud Aleph. Ha'isha sheyotzeh lihareg. There's a pregnant mother who was Mechal Shabbos. She was a Noyefes. She did the sin that she's now has to be killed. Misas Beis Din. But she's pregnant. There's an innocent baby inside her. Says the Munut, so we wait. We don't wait. We'll go ahead and kill her. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Kufi, of course you won't wait. What's the Chiddush? Why would you think to wait, Bechlal? It's her body. Says the Gemara, Ifzerich, Salka Daita Chamina. Since the Baal, if you damage, you have to pay the husband. Kinok v'ishohara v'yotze yeladeha. You have to pay the husband. therefore it's the husband's money. It's our thing to waste. Kamashman on it. Right. Erechin of Zayin with Aleph. Omar Abhudom Ashmur. Hayotze Lareg. Maki noisa keneged beis hirayin. We bash her. Kneisha Yomus of Ratchil. We kill the embryo first. Because she's going to be killed, and then she starts, the baby starts coming out. It's a gnai for her. So therefore, before we kill her, we kill the baby. Ah, Nus, I ask you. Are you allowed to make abortions? Are you allowed to kill? No. Can, right? That last.
It could just be that it comes. It's not Chaimisa, so it's extreme, but that.
But the baby. Is the baby. Is the baby Chaimisa?
That's
correct.
You're not actively killing the baby.
I do, I'd rather.
You
actively kill the baby.
Yeah,
what?
This is you cannot extrapolate from there that it's permitted in this specific case where she's tayav with that big din. But what can you make the inference that you can extrapolate to any baby?
Look, the third rule in Shaid is the embryo, is he an independent individual or not? This is really the heart of the question. So you see from there, apparently not. Case number 3. The Mishnah in Oilais. Ha'isha shi maksha leilet. There's a mother who's going through very difficult childbirth. And life threatening. Either she will die if she's going to go ahead with the child with the birth, she will die. Says the Mishnah, Mechatchin es avlad b'me'er. You cut the baby up. Oh my team, I say, Vari, my Vari. Mipnei shechayeo koydim lechayeo. Because her life precedes his. But Yotzer Rubai, if the child's already been born, Ein Noigim Boy, we cannot interfere. She'ein Doichim Nefesh Mepnei Nefesh. Once he's half out, and the mother is in danger, we cannot
interfere.
No, she is.
She's
here. Yes. We cannot interfere. We cannot get involved. If we have to choose whose life to save, should we save the mother's life by killing the baby, or vice versa? We cannot interfere. If the baby hasn't been born yet, he's still an embryo, he's still inside, we can interfere and cut the baby up to save the mother. But once the baby's out, half out, we have no right. Ein doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Him and the mother are the same. We cannot interfere. What will be, one of them will die. We cannot choose one or the other. When he's inside, we can. Says Rashi, why? Because he's not a nefesh. When he's outside, he's a nefesh. Ben doichim nefesh mefei nefesh. When he's inside, he's not a nefesh. So we're seeing that when the baby's inside, he's not called a nefesh. We can cut him up.
Oh, you see the opposite.
The what?
Only when the mom's inside the
house. Very good. Good gesagt. Mishnah in Nida Mem Daled Amud Amud Aleph. Tinoik Ben Yoimai. The Mishnah quotes all sorts of dinim. He's Yoresh, he's Meirish. Hahor goy chayav. If you kill a baby, even on his first day of his life, you are chayav. He says, well, how do you know? Yosef ish ki yakeh kol nefesh. Mikol makoyim. Even a 1 day old baby. Say the Rishonim. Mashma. If it's not a 1 day old baby, it's an embryo. You're not chayav nisa. Why? Nefesh. Yeah. Therefore, 30 days, yeah.
It's a nefer.
Okay.
So that's, is that a killing a nefer? Is that a killing someone? Baby, 29 days old versus 31, is there a difference?
I mean, you're not having, a nefer is not called living.
So this is a 1 day old baby, right?
Yeah.
It's a nefer.
Ah. How does this work with Rav Shimon Gamliel? Good shayla. Maybe only if he dies naturally are we concerned that his baby was killed. Good point. So the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Husharan, the Ramban all bring this raya. So you see only chayav misa for killing a born baby. Mashba, you're not chayav misa for killing an unborn baby. Why? Not a nefesh. Another raya from the Torah itself. And parshas Mishpatim, ki yonatzu anoshim v'nok v'yishu hara, person who injured a pregnant lady, v'yotze yilodeh, and she lost the child. Onesh yonesh kasha yoshi sala bala isha. Mama, you have to pay money. Even did you chayav misa, you never have to never get killed and pay. You see from there there's no chiyuv misa for killing those babies. Why? It's not called a nefesh. Okay, let's go back to, we saw four cases. We saw the case of a goy who kills a baby, an embryo, is chayuv misa. And we see the Yisrael who kills an embryo is not chayuv misa. We saw the Gemara of when a woman needs to be killed, pregnant woman, we don't wait for the baby, we even kill the baby. We saw the case of a mother giving birth, will, if necessary, will kill the baby to save the mother, but only the baby is not born yet. And we saw in the Torah itself, you pay money for killing embryos.
What's the second case?
If she's sentenced to death. Says the Gemara. Okay, so where are we holding? Where are we holding right now? You see, the goy kills an embryo is chayev. The saw killing an embryo is not chayev. We need to know: is it mutter? You know, chayev nisa. Is it mutter? We saw what? I'll pay. The seder will pay. That's for the fact. Why does the husband want to get rid of his baby? Is it? We have a very important question to find out. Is it murder to kill a Jewish embryo? Yes or no? Depends. Is he born? Is he an nefesh? Is he a person? Who is he? And we're going to see this very, very, very mamash halacha l'maisa. Most extreme tshuvas I've seen from Ramosha Feinstein about this point. Never seen such a chorev tshuvas, because he's on fire. Let's see. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Nuntes, Leika midam, there's nothing, the Yisrael shari v'akum osu. There's no such thing that's osu for a goy and mutter for a Jew. Stoisvus. What about Ubarim? Killing an Ubar, it's also for the goy, it's chayv misa, and Yisrael is potter, is mutter. As Tosis in Sanhedrin, Nuntes answers Tosis, Afa gav the potter mikol makom leishari. Indeed, it's the potter for Misa, it's still forbidden. Why is it forbidden? Doida Achroyim argue, why is it, what exactly, what's the Issa? The Chavis Yoyer in Siman Lamed Aleph learns Pshat in Tosfos, because the Issa Moitzis Shuv Hazera Levatola. Not Retzach, but this same way person, this child could have lived, and you can't stop him, can't take away his potential. The Marit in Siman Sadik Zayin learns, because of Issa Chavola, can't, you are harming, you're damaging the husband's property. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nigros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chariwes learns it's Retzach, this is murder. It's murder, you're just not high for it. Okay, so we've seen places in the Sanhedrin, and likewise places in Churim, who say that even though a Yisrael is potter for killing an embryo, but still also. Places in Nida, Memdala Damudalev. Ask Tosfos, since it's mutter to kill a baby, to kill an embryo, why are we Michal Shabbos for an embryo? If we have a baby in danger, we're Michal Shabbos for the embryo. Quotes the Gemara in Erechin, if the mother died. We take a knife to Rosh Hashanah Rabin to cut her up and take the baby out. Mechal Shabbos. Why are you Mechal Shabbos? Since you're allowed to kill him, so why are you Mechal Shabbos to save him? No, the mother's dead. Mother's dead. We'll take a knife to Rosh Hashanah Rabin and cut her up and open her up on Shabbos to take out the baby. But why? You're allowed to kill him, so why are you Mechal Shabbos for him? Say for Tosfos, yes?
The same reason you go to Michal Shabbos to save the life of a living Jew, because he's going to keep
Moshe Moses. You're saying good for us?
That's not a riot that we see, because you could say it's not really the person right now, but it will become Jew, like Shabbos.
Okay. So Tosfos says, Mutter, the answer to Tosfos, still, even though it's mutter, it's that we mechal Shabbos, like you find by a goyser, we find by a treifa. To kill a treifa, you are not mechal mechal Shabbos. So, you see a steer in Tosfos. Tosfos in Churin said that it's aser for a Jew to kill a baby. It's not chayav misa for it, but still aser. There's no such thing as a goy is aser and a Jew is mutter. And Tosfos in Churim apparently says that it's mutter. In shut sheilas yayvet Rabbi Yaakov Emdin has a question. A lady was mezaneh, an eshes ish. She was mezaneh, and she became pregnant. She became pregnant, and it's ready. She's a few months into pregnancy, and she has charota. She's crying, wants to tshuva, and she wants to know, can she get rid of the baby? Says the Shedlus Yaivet, says the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Karavani loim. What do you say, Rabbi? What do the Olam say? Can you kill this baby?
No.
He's a mamzer. Can you kill him? What's the din? We have a koyin godol, am oretz, and a mamzer tamatochem. Who are we going to save? In prison, we can redeem one of them. Who do we redeem first? the mamzer Talmud Chacham. So says the, so therefore can we kill this, can we get rid of this mamzer? Yeah, mamzer, she's an HS ish, she was mezane. He's a mamzer. Says the Shadas Yaivet, Koravi Lahatir, I think it's mutter. Not only is it mutter, I think it's a mitzvah to abort this baby. Why? Because we saw the Gemara, when Isha is Chayavas Misa, we don't wait. This woman is Chayavas Misa. She needs to be killed, she was Mezana. And she chayves misa. We don't take the baby into account. We kill pregnant ladies. That's true that we don't have based anymore. But even a din arba misa, even based in bottle, but the din's still there. The Gemara says person who needs chenek gets drowned and get bitten by a snake, get burnt. Person chayes reifa. So based in yeshamayim, she's still chayves. She's a bark dollar. And you know what? If she wants to commit suicide, it's wonderful. That'd be wonderful. Because Adrat and Mekayim, we see in the Shas, the people, by the Shuvas, they killed themselves. Because she's Chayeves, Misa. And you know what? So be a big schus if she does that. And this Vlad, Hashem doesn't want him. The Gemara says, Mamzer loy chai. So therefore, mutar lecha tchila paskens to abort the baby, and efshar mitzvah ka'avit. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Choshen Mishpat Chelek Beis, he said, I saw things in Shailas Yaivetz, dvarim shlonitan la'omer, dvarim betelim heim. Even the Yaivetz wrote this, dvarim betelim. Even a person committed an offense in front of Edim and Asra, he was warned, and in front of Edim, and he went to the Sanhedrin. Until the Sanhedrin have said Chayev, he's not Chayev Misa. Only when there's a psak based in the person come Chayev Misa, and there's no, and therefore what he wrote that you're allowed to kill yourself Chas V'Shalom, and therefore he says, Shorei Ma'ir Ayavet, Hashem should forgive him for writing this. The Ein Lashgiach Al Shuvazu. Moshe completely shreds this up. He does not mask into one word the Ayavet said. Okay. That's regarding a Baal Avera. It's not Pashut, because, I mean, the Rav Paulim was also asked this question. He's been silent to the Ayavet. But Moshe Tainas, it's mamish vorn betelim. Now, there's a Rambam. So where are we holding? We're holding by a very important question. Is it mutter? Is the baby, an unborn baby, is he called a nefesh? Is he a person or not? Maybe just like a limb of the mother, an arm, a leg, just in the form of a baby. It's not an individual, not a person. The Rambam in his Ritzayach Perik Aleph Halochates says, the Rambam in Hilchas Reidef, there's a loita, you mustn't have Rachmanis on the Reidef. Maybe we should speak in the United Nations right now. Not his mitzvahs loita loy lochus a nefesh ha Reidef. You mustn't have mercy on the Reidef, but to kill him if necessary. They shouldn't kill someone else, says the Rambam. Lefikoch, because it didn't write there, Hayru chachomim sha'ubor shimakshelele sha'ubara shimakshelele. You can cut the ubor because it write there. Mishu write there achrei lahorka. In other words, now this is a very problematic Rambam. So he said, the baby, why can you kill the baby? Because he's a Reidev. Why is this Rambam a very difficult Rambam?
the mother is a rabbi from the baby. The
thing
with the choice between the two.
Yeah. I mean, I think babies come out the mother. He's what?
Yeah,
no, no one has kavana, but a raidif, even the shaker is a raidif. But that baby is, he's a newcomer. Why is it shver rampam? Very, very shver. Because, so why is it the baby's head popped out? It's also still a raidif. What's the difference? The baby's half is completely in or half out? When he's half out, aim at him nefesh me nefesh. He's right, mamanish tana. Okay, this is a very, this is a prime review. So Rabbi Kveger Mishnai says, I don't understand why. He's not a nefesh. What's the problem? Why do you have to come to him? Right? Can't really be right there. Because even outside, Elamai is not a nefesh. So what do you have to come to the Raidah for? So from here we see, from this Rambam, this Rav Moshe uses Rambam, that obviously, why we're using Raidah is because killing a baby is Ritzicha. There's no Chai Misa for it. So why should you kill the baby to save the mother? Why did you choose to kill him? Why did you choose one over the other? Because he's a roidef. Roidef is matter ritzicha. Roidef is a chiddush. The Torah says you can kill B to save A, because he's roidef A. It's a head of ritzicha. You see, this is an issue of ritzicha. Okay. In Tshuvas Achiezer, Chelek Gimel Simayin Beis, there's an Isha Cholanis, a very weak lady, and she's pregnant. And the doctors say, if she doesn't abort the baby, then when she will give birth, she'll be in danger. And the show is asking, can we abort the baby now? Right now, the mother's not in danger. Right now, the baby's not a raidef right now. Eventually will, but can we kill him now? Says the Achiezer, you should know, I'm not worried about that. If you're a roidef, it doesn't make a difference when I kill you. If you're going to be a roidef, you're roidef now as well. What I am worried about, doctors are not sure. To be a roidef, then you have to be vada, you're a roidef. Can't kill someone because maybe it's a raider. You need a heter. Make sure you have the heter. That's what I'm worried about. Says the Achiezer, you know what? I think that a tina is not a nefesh. It's not a nefesh. Even the Rambam who says you need a heter raider, it's only when a tina is on the way out. It's a tinoch, he's going to childbirth, he's already nekar. He's disconnecting himself from the mother. That's when he turns into an independent being, you need a heter. But a tinoch is still very happily inside his mother. He's like one of the limbs of his mother. And therefore, pasuk the Achiezer, it's poshut to save, if the mother has lots of limbs and one needs to come off, to save the rest of the limbs, you do it. So likewise, Pashat, you can abort the baby, save the mother. Because he has, even though he's not a raider right now, I don't need to come onto that. Because he's a limb of the mother. Could, right? You don't have to come into Raita for that. That's his chiddush. In Shut Marit, He says, see, there's a steer in Marut. And he says, if there's a tzorech, you can, for the mother, you're allowed to make, you're allowed to make an abortion. Anyway, where does this come to light? So the prince, the top, the main doctor, the head doctor of Shari Tzedek, wrote a question to the Tzitz Eliezer, describing about the Ashkenazi disease of Tay-Sachs. How do you pronounce it? Tay-Sachs, which is a genetic disease that babies born, and he will definitely die. 100% he will die within 4 years. There's no possibility of surviving more than 4 years. Tremendous sorrow, and the baby declines and goes down, and suffering for the parents, and tremendous pain. And when the pregnancy is 3 months in, they can do tests and identify and determine that the baby has Tay-Sachs. He wants to know, are you allowed to do abortion? Can we kill the baby? And says the Tzitz Eliezer, says yes. And Moshe Feinstein, what we mentioned above, says, you know, he goes to fire, he goes to town, and he proves it's Retzach. What about the Tosfos? The Tosfos says Mutter. Tos Hatfus! The Tos Hatfus in Tosfos cannot be, because if it's Mutter to kill him, it cannot be Michal Shabbos for him. It's a shtus. It's impossible to say such a thing. Therefore, the Tos Hatfus in Tosfos, got to say Potter, don't say Mutter Potter. But Shuvas Marit says, if there's a tzorich for the mother, even not pikuach nefesh, to abortion, says Tzitz Eliezer, if culture came, in the pain the parents are going to go through, the tzorich to abortion. Says Rav Moshe Anderson, we told him, but don't you see that Marit, two tshuvas later on, is says himself? Yeah, but it's mezuyef. It's a tshuva mezuyefes. He didn't write it. It's a Talmud Torah put it in. You see the stirrers all the way. His mamash goes on fire, and he tainas that it's ritzicha, therefore it's absolutely forbidden. And therefore, I tell doctors that when doctors say there's a chashash that maybe the mother will die if she keeps the baby, even though the Gabi Chil Shabbos for a chashash will be Mechal Shabbos, but here you cannot do abortion if it's only a chashash, because you need to have a head of Reidev, and Reidev has to be a Vadai. I tell doctors, and therefore you cannot do abortion for the child's disease if he's ill. I tell doctors don't do checks, because you just marshal people, because you can't get rid of the baby anyway. Therefore, Moshe Tain is stark that it's Ritzicha. What about all these Gemaras? So why is it with the mother pregnant we kill her? Why don't we wait for the pregnancy if it's Ritzicha? Because there the whole, since he's a limb of his mother, the Psak Misa goes on the whole body. Baby's part of her body, and therefore he's also part of the Psach Misa, went on him as well. You can kill him as well.
Ramosha's holding that it is a limb of the mother.
It's what?
Ramosha's saying it's Myrna, and he's also holding that it is a limb of the mother.
Good for him. That the Gzara thing went on the baby, no, whole body.
Regular. Yerachimo. It's Yerachimo or not Yerachimo?
I think it's Yerachimo, but he still holds its Ritzicha. It's a pasuk. There we have a pasuk that we kill the baby as well. So b'kitzah, all of Yadenu, Okay, this is a very complex. So obviously, this is not halacha lot of nights. Chas v'shalom. This is just a derech halimut. So we see, a goy is definitely chayav misa for killing an ubar. That we learn from this week's parasha. Shefer dam adam ba'adam. Does that apply to a Jew as well? It's not chayav. Is it mutar asur? Tosfos in Sanhedrin and neither say Sanhedrin and Chulin say it's asur. Tosfos in neither says mutar. But Rav Moshe says it's a tos atfus. Proof from Tosfos over there doesn't make sense, because since you can be Michal Shabbos for an Ubar, there's no way without, why, what's the head of the Michal Shabbos if you can kill him? Cannot be such a situation, that's impossible. It must be he changes the girsa. Very, very strong, Rav Moshe. But the Tzitz Eliezer, he's also Chosh V'Yid, and he brings Achoyim who were Meiko. So he keeps by his psak that in very severe cases where the child's going to suffer, he is Matarit. This should not be Aloha, should never have to happen, Chas V'Shalom. And Shulchan Aruch is brought out the Rambam by Roidef, that to kill the baby is a Roidef. Mash, without the heter Roidef, it should be also. Thank you very much. Rosh Hashanah Tzuras Tovus. Chosh and Mishpat. Chosh and Mishpat base. Yeah. He says at the back, he says that, why, read him and write, because I can't believe it. I saw that. A tshuva to the head of the hospital, the tezak, it's retzach, it's ritzicha, it's chasr, it's also to do. That's very, very stark.
When does the neshama go in?
When?
All right.